This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms available to you. They will make you sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. That's the point of the show, but we always bring things to the table that we think you're going to find interesting. And we're starting out tonight with a story that almost everybody can probably relate to, unless you don't have a smartphone. And there are still some people that don't. There's still some folks with
There's like three of them.
I wonder if these came through on the dumb phones. This 2:18 Eastern time this afternoon, there was this so-called presidential alert
the
test.
The first nationwide test of the wireless emergency alert system.
Which has been apparently in place for like a decade, but has never actually been used.
Because
they haven't made
it hasn't been used
here
for presidential alerts. It's been used
correct
for
storms
and
whatnot. The other thing's called Amber Alert. And then
there's never
like
been
weather
a nationwide test,
correct,
which is what this
correct
is. If there's a kid that gets kidnapped in Lebanon, New Hampshire, they don't send people in Dallas, Texas alerts about that. There's never been a nationwide use of this thing.
Right, and this is what, and it's also partially because it just probably hasn't worked. It's the government. Remember, they scheduled a test previously, and they had to put it off because it wasn't ready. Well, that probably means the system wasn't working at all.
The claim was, we're pushing it back a couple of weeks because people are freaked out about this, and
really
we have to do an education campaign.
Oh, please. Really? People are freaked out about this? I mean, I think if you want to be freaked out about it, the freaky thing is the government can send you text messages. I mean, that to me is the disturbing part about
it. But
it's
for your own safety, Ian.
Is it though?
Right. So, Ian, I know that you're not really on social media that much.
I'm on Twitter and Mastodon,
you've got
actually
the Twitter and the Mastodon thing. So
I
don't know.
I don't spend any time on Facebook arguing with people, if that's what you mean.
I also don't argue with people on Facebook, but I saw a lot of posts from people that should be smarter than this. That we're saying
people that we know?
I don't know if you necessarily know who they are, but people that I know that are involved with the Libertarian
Party. Okay.
That
that's what I meant.
Should be smarter than this. That we're posting, 1984 began at 2:18 this afternoon. I just got my tweets from Trump.
Well, that's probably a little bit exaggerated,
like,
you think.
No, you didn't get a tweet from Donald Trump. And it could be argued that 1984 started under the Bush administration.
I didn't see any of that, but I did see a lot of screen captures of theirs.
Yeah.
I screen captured mine and
did you?
And put it out there.
Probably the most screen captured thing of the day.
Yeah.
From people. And, of course, everybody knows what it looked like because it probably looked the same. It just busts right in over top of whatever it is you're doing, starts blurting out some loud, obnoxious tone. You know, kind of like the old radio EAS test, the emergency alert system test.
Right.
Yeah, I will say that I was shocked when I heard it because
you're surprised?
Because I didn't recognize the tone. It was obnoxious.
Right.
Got my attention right off, and I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, that's what that is. I was waiting for that.
Hold on, so you heard an audible tone.
Yeah.
My phone.
Mine too.
My phone vibrated.
See, I keep mine
tone
on vibrate. It didn't make
really
any noise.
See, I thought
it
I had
just,
that, and I didn't.
It just popped up where right now you can see it's a black screen.
Wait, were you using your phone?
No, it was sitting down.
Yeah, mine was just sitting there.
And the black screen lit up, and this warning thing came up. And there was this, you know, little triangle thing that was just flashing to get my attention.
Attention.
But it didn't vibrate. It didn't make a noise. It did nothing other than light up. And
I hope this never
basically
happens again.
Locked down the screen.
It's so annoying to have the government be able to just send you messages. And, of course, all of these phone companies are going along with whatever this program is. I'm sure there's some sort of mandate on them to do this, or maybe they're just doing it because they're good corporate citizens.
So
but
there was the WARN Act, which was an acronym for Warning Alert and Response Network, that was signed in 2006, that says cell phone users cannot opt out of presidential alerts.
Ugh.
And then there was another...
I'm going to figure out a way to do it, because I heard that...
Oh, you can try!
Yeah, well, there was discussion about this afternoon in the one of the chats we have
right.
with local activists here. And apparently the allegation is that if you have a special operating system on your phone called Lineage OS, which is kind of like...
Isn't that CyanogenMod? Mod?
It was CyanogenMod.
Or it was, okay.
So all of
I always forget which one...
Right.
You know, preceded the
but
other.
People don't know what either of those things are. They're like a special kind of hacker geek operating system that you have to do a lot of special
right.
dangerous steps to your phone to be able to get this thing to work. So you have to be willing to basically destroy your phone, to do what they call a brick of your smartphone
right.
in order to get to the point where you could load this thing on. And or if you do load this thing on, it could brick your phone, depending. If you don't follow the instructions just right, or if the instructions are partially wrong, and you don't know that. So there's like it's a pretty risky thing to do. But the
right.
the rumor is that people with this operating system can go and turn off these presidential alerts. I don't know if it's true.
Right.
Now I feel like I should spend a few hours trying to do that just because they bother me.
So I posted something earlier that says if George Bush... signs a bill authorizing presidential alerts to be sent to everyone's cell phone, and the system isn't tested until Trump's presidency. Can I still say thanks, Obama?
A toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I just hope that Trump doesn't decide to start sending out tweets. Because, I mean, it almost seems like something that he would have the hubris and the ego to do. Like,
I doubt it.
You know, knowing that he has the special presidential tweet phone or whatever, and he can just pound out a tweet.
I think people like to think that he would do that,
yeah.
but I don't think he
no,
would be allowed to do that. So let me jump into this article that we've got from the New York Times, again, about this test. This is only a test.
I'm just imagining Trump drinking too much one night and just deciding to go for it.
He claims he doesn't drink.
Really?
That's what he claims, but he's also, in various interviews, talked about certain alcoholic beverages being
yeah,
very tasty.
He does drink.
Maybe he,
the tears of his opponents.
Maybe he quit drinking at some point, but it's hard to imagine somebody, you know, living in Vegas and or New York City and, you know, running in the circles he ran
in. Gillette.
Yeah.
Says he doesn't
that's
drink.
True.
He lives in
that's
Vegas.
True. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, again, at 2:18 p.m. on Wednesday, cell phones across the United States emitted the ominous ring of an emergency presidential alert. It was the first nationwide test of a wireless emergency alert system designed to warn people of dire threats like a terrorist attack, a pandemic, or a natural disaster. The alert read, "This is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System. No action is needed." And here's the part that I missed.
Hmm.
2 minutes later... televisions and radios broadcast test alerts. There was no notification plan for landlines. So it sounds to me from the opening paragraphs of this New York Times article that maybe people with dumb phones got some kind of alert as
they
well.
They got a blast. So this was some sort of multimedia coordinated test. In fact, I found out about this afternoon with the radio thing. Because I was calling radio stations, you know, as we do, Daryl,
right.
to try to pitch Free Talk Live. And this week, actually, there's interesting news. A longtime weekend talk radio show called Money Talk with a guy named Bob Brinker ended production all of a sudden, basically. There didn't really seem to be any kind of heads up like, hey, this guy's going to retire. Just the news came out on Monday that, hey, this guy's done. And so that means there's like 200 radio stations that we've got a call here this week that we need to talk to and pitch Free Talk Live to them. So that's why I was on the phone this afternoon.
Right.
I called one guy up shortly after the test happened. And he was just grumbling about how he's got to fill out a stack of paperwork for this particular test. I guess it's different than your typical EAS test. Cause
probably.
Normally, you know, I've worked in radio. You know, I've been there when these EAS machines go off. Normally it's just picking up a signal from one of their other machines, and they sort of daisy chain them, from what I understand, in an area. And that's it. You know, I don't think there's much logging that is done. It's, if there is, it's automated. So he was complaining because apparently this one was a stack of bureaucratic paperwork that he had to jump through.
Yay.
More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us the seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform. The unique spelling of Horizon is a nod to their heritage and recognizes that they remain committed to the vision that their project was built upon. Their coin and ticker symbol remain ZEN. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizon.global.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free. if you want. You can do that. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
We got free money.
Uh-oh.
Digital money.
I like money.
Give away to you.
I can't believe you like money, too.
What's shocking.
We should hang out.
Greedy.
It's a great, great movie,
libertarian,
by the way.
Libertarian capitalists love their money.
Horizon is giving away money through Free Talk Live. We're doing this together. We're teaming up with them to give you some Zen. Now, over the last 8 weeks, Free Talk Live has given away over 11 Zen. That's you know, what, 20, was it right now, 20 bucks? Is
that about 16, between 16? 16 and 17.
Okay. So we're now giving away more of it, except we're doing it by letting you know during the show. We've been kind of doing it in different ways.
Yeah.
So, like, we gave away some to podcast listeners. We gave away some to, or we tried, to the radio to the radio listeners. And what else?
Gave away two amplifiers. So
we
gave the
amplifiers, yeah.
Amplifiers sort of the first shot at winning.
Right.
And they're still eligible for winning the grand prize. Plus...
Everybody's eligible.
Right.
At this
Everybody
point.
That has entered is eligible for the grand prize.
And
plus,
grand
you can enter every week.
And the grand prize is two Zen, but we're going to give away what? One Zen?
The next one, I think, is like one and a half.
One and a half. Okay.
Right. So we're you know, bouncing the amount between like one and 1 3/4.
I see. All right. But you're going to get more than a Zen. You're going to get at least a Zen.
Yes. At least a Zen.
If you win this. Now, here's how it works. To enter this next giveaway, you have to send your transparent Zen address, and transparent just means the public address.
Right.
You send your Zen address via email to Daryl. His email address is daryl@freetalklive.com. And also include in your email how you listen to the show. So are you a radio listener? Are you a podcast listener? Do you listen live on our streams? Do you watch us on Twitch? You know, what are the ways that you...
YouTube, call in line...
So, Daryl@freetalklive.com. The winner will be randomly selected from all entries received before noon on Wednesday, October 10th. So, you got a week to get your entries in. Daryl@freetalklive.com. If you don't know how to get a Zen wallet set up, there is an official Zen wallet. You can go to horizon.global to learn about that. Also, Zen's available in other wallets like the Coinomi wallet.
Yes.
So, you know, whatever it is you use, you can just drop that into an email to Daryl@freetalklive.com, and we will draw that winner, I guess, after October 10th, right?
I will draw it roughly at noon.
On October 10th.
On October 10th.
Okay, got it. So, and also, to learn more about Zen, which is just an aspect of Horizon, a privacy platform, you go to horizon.global, horizen.global. As we continue, we'll, of course, take your calls and thoughts about anything. A lot of people were, I would say, rightfully bugged this afternoon. By about 2:18 Eastern time was when the presidential alert came down.
Did you get a second alert?
I did not.
I didn't, no.
I did 15 minutes later.
About what?
It was the same alert.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, what phone company are you using? What's the provider?
I use Virgin, which runs on the Sprint network.
I wonder if other people on that particular network
got
a secondary.
You said you didn't get an audible alert the first time.
I didn't get an audible alert either time.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask.
Yeah, but it popped up this damn thing on my home screen and basically shut down my phone until I clicked
OK. Hope you weren't doing anything important.
Yeah, no, they were being extra safe, extra careful for
I
you,
heard that
Daryl.
Somebody was in the middle of a telephone call
and
when
it just
the thing
busted in.
It dropped the phone call.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
So
dropped his call and then, you know, basically locked down the phone until he clicked okay.
Well, see, you know when they announce the alien invasion, they're gonna need to know that this system is in place and that it works, you know, correctly.
And it
seems to, because according to the Facebooks, everyone was tweeting. Everyone was posting.
Everybody's talking about
it. New York Times says that officials, now they don't specify which officials, but officials said that they believed that 75% of the roughly 225 million cell phones in the United States would receive the alerts, although they hoped that the number would be higher.
So does that mean that dumb phones did not get it?
I don't know.
Or that there are certain service providers that just didn't, like, spit this message out or whatever. Like, I don't know. That's
interesting. Or it could just be something of, in certain areas, it's so congested that you know, I something. So. I don't really know.
No, this article...
They don't specify. But one thing, yeah, I want to jump in.
There's a lot of, like, history and crap. We're going to skip that because who cares?
There's a lawsuit.
But there's, yeah, this lawsuit
against
is
this thing where three New York City residents have filed lawsuit in federal court in New York City saying that the alerts violate their free speech and amount to an unconstitutional seizure of their devices. The lawsuit says...
How does this violate free... I can see unlawful violation of your property, but not a free speech.
If you're in the middle of a call and this thing cuts you off...
If it hijacks your phone to where you can't use your phone until you wind up clearing off this message, the lawsuit says the system is, quote, tantamount to hijacking private property for the purpose of planting a government-controlled loudspeaker in the home and on the person of every American. In response, federal officials said that the law laid out strict guidelines for sending emergency alerts. They are sent from secure locations by trained operators using devices similar to laptop computers.
Not quite a laptop.
Now, how is this any different than the loud siren? We have one here in Keene, right in downtown.
Does it still go off? It
goes off all the time.
And not, I haven't and, heard
and
it in
not
a
only
long
that,
time.
But all the traffic stops. All the traffic lights turn red.
All right, so for people that have never been to Keene, New Hampshire,
the little town of 3,000 I grew up with, we had a loud siren.
Down in the south?
That is in Florida.
Downtown. Where I grew up in Alabama, the only siren we had was the tornado sirens that they tested, I think it was the first Wednesday of every month.
Wow, okay.
Or if there was actually a tornado. But we didn't have one of these fire truck siren things. So
well, that's what this thing does downtown.
Is this siren that Conan is talking about. We've got this weird thing that's kind of like a traffic circle that's not a traffic circle. It's a cluster. And the way the fire trucks have to come through because of where the fire station is, they have to go the wrong way through the street. So this siren goes off, and then it turns all the lights red so that the fire truck can pass safely and not run into cars.
Yeah, and people live right there. I can only imagine. Man, I can only imagine the apartment complex right next to that siren just going off at all hours. How is that not a violation of their private property?
But it's been so long since I've heard it, and I used to hear it all the time, Conan. I don't know if it's still there. I wonder if it is. When's the last time you heard it?
Hold on. So the last time was in Central Square, there was a fire truck that went the wrong way through the intersection.
Right, but did this siren
I don't off? Recall hearing the siren.
I think they took it down, because I remember being there when the same thing happened recently.
Right,
and
it was during that not a protest about the smoking thing, where the guy didn't want anybody holding signs.
Maybe that just obnoxious sound is just ingrained in my brain.
I looked when this was going on, and I looked for the siren, because I remember noticing the fire truck was coming in, but... And I didn't see the speaker anymore, so I don't know about that. But either way, it's really obnoxious. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News.
Five law enforcement officers were shot in what is still being called an active shooter situation in Florence, South Carolina. The incident took place at a subdivision, and as of yet, the officers' injuries were unknown. President Trump is taking some heat from Republicans and Democrats over what he said about Christine Blasey Ford last night. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on the president's comments.
The president was stating the facts. Every single word Judge Kavanaugh has said has been picked apart. Yet if anybody says anything about the accusation against them, that's totally off limits and outrageous.
Federal authorities have arrested a man in Logan, Utah, suspected of mailing threatening letters addressed to the Pentagon and White House, some of which initially tested positive for ricin. William Clyde Allen III was taken into custody and federal charges are expected to be filed Friday. The FBI did say there is no threat to public safety at this time. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you're invited to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've also got the Discord on-air call-in lines. Those are open and available to you. You're welcome to comment. Of course, bring up whatever you want. You don't have to talk about the annoying presidential alert thing that happened today at 218 for most people, although apparently, Daryl, you're reading some online reports saying that not the case, at least to somebody you know. Was it Alabama?
Yeah, so one of my cousins actually says that she didn't get it, and so I asked what type of phone. She says, just a normal iPhone. Mm. Quote, a lot of people I know didn't get it. As a test, I'd have to say it failed.
Yeah, I've also been notified that someone in Tennessee, also with a brand new smartphone, did not get it today as well.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want, although I do want you to know about Bitcoin.com. If you're interested in cryptocurrency, you've heard about it, and you've just never taken the time to go and learn about it, well, there's no better time than now. I mean, unless you're driving, in which case, you know, wait till you get to a terminal, get a moment with your phone. Go to Bitcoin.com. And learn about cryptocurrency. Learn about where it all started. They've got the Bitcoin Academy there that can get you started. And if you're not so new and you want to get the latest news headlines about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, then just go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. You'll find updated headlines there every single day. That's news.bitcoin.com. Neil is on the line in Arizona. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
That presidential alert came through on a phone that was out of service. It used to be an AT&T phone. No, he didn't even have contact, but it was a flip phone. And then it didn't come through on another smartphone that I've had rooted. So it's kind of interesting.
So you have a rooted smartphone. The presidential alert did not come through on. Was this all on the AT&T carrier, all three of these phones?
No, there's just two of that I was thinking of. One is on a Walmart plan, and it did not come through.
So, but you did get it on a flip phone. Now, would you describe the flip phone as a dumb phone? Like, it's not a smartphone? It doesn't have Android or anything like that on it?
No, it's just a Kyocera flip phone.
And you're saying that came through even though that phone is no longer active, supposedly. It doesn't have a line. You can't pick up that phone and dial out.
You can call 911 on it. That's why I keep it on sometimes. So if I have
right. So it still connects to, you know, and that's what you can see whenever you turn one of these phones on. If it doesn't have service, you can still see it's communicating with a tower somewhere. It's just that you don't have whatever access code you need to have to actually be able to dial out, which is why 911 will work. And apparently these presidential alerts will work, but that's about it. Neil, thanks for the feedback. Appreciate any thoughts on, you know, was this an annoyance to you, or do you think that this is a good thing?
I opt out of them whenever I can.
I'm with you. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
But, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, let's back up and think about the alerts that we have been receiving over the years, Amber alerts for kids, missing kids and whatnot.
Opted out a long time ago.
And, of course, the
Oh, you hate children?
Of course he does.
No.
He's a libertarian. And, of course, the storms moving in, you know, growing up in Florida, that was a big deal. I mean, the hurricanes, of course, last time I checked, I know weeks in advance.
Yeah, you don't need a damn phone alert to let you know that there's a hurricane blowing in.
Now, tornadoes in the Midwest might be a different...
I can see that being
or
useful.
Forest fires
yep,
that crop up immediately. But usually you have a whole lot of time in advance to plan ahead.
And I don't really object to the idea of a missing child alert necessarily, but
right.
The problem is, you know, you give the government an inch and they're going to take a mile.
Oh, yeah, this is cumulative. This is what's next? What's the next move?
We already know what's next. You remember hearing about the blue alerts? Did you hear about
what?
These? Look it up. Maybe they call it something slightly different.
This is like blue pill, go back to sleep,
no,
cheap?
No. Blue like the police. So the idea is that they will send out one of these blue alerts when they, you know, some cop's in danger somewhere.
Or when they're
I swear
doing,
to you, this was
blue alert,
news.
Not U.S.
Or when they're doing a house-to-house siege to check for
the
two
national
terrorists
blue
that are
hiding
alert
the boat. System operated by the Blue Alert Foundation is a 501c3 public charity. So yeah, apparently they're trying to get some kind
Something. There was already something about this. I'm telling you, we reported
system
on this.
System started in Florida.
Mm-hmm. So
but it's not a national thing that I can tell. But this BlueAlert.us website mentions this thing that went into effect in Florida.
Well, if the police are going to get an alert,
they now have 31 states on board.
What about the firemen who are more likely to die in duty? How about the they're not they're middle of the ground. Let's talk about the foresters and the fishermen and the taxi drivers and the people who really perform dangerous positions, dangerous jobs in their lives. Should we also get them an alert?
It's really annoying. Here's the story, or at least not the story, but according to Wikipedia, the National Blue Alert Act of 2013 was a bill that was introduced. The question is, did it actually pass? According to this, it passed the House by a vote of 406-2. So it's
who,
not
who were the
clear.
Two, who were the two who voted against
I don't know.
It?
I will pull that up real quick because I also have the Wiki article. But if you read the title, it's to encourage integration of this. It's not to actually
not a
create
mandate.
The thing.
All right. Well, either way, that's what's next, right? Yeah. Alerts coming to your phone about when, you know, cops are in danger.
Good God. You know what? And speaking of this blue movement.
The two no votes, by the way, were Amash and Massey.
Okay.
I deliver mail in north of us.
Yeah.
And kind of in the woods. It's kind of a mixture of conservatives and a lot of liberals. It's very half and like the entire country, yeah. Really. And I tell you what, in the last couple of months, in the last 4 or 5 months, I've seen so many of these American flags with the blue stripe through them.
Ugh.
Just crop it up everywhere.
Gross.
It is. I mean, first it was just one customer, and now it's at least a dozen. Brand new flags, and I don't know where this is coming from. But
you'd have to ask each one of them, you know, because everybody's
right.
When it comes to the flag, everybody has their own opinion about what it means to them. And, you know, to some people it stands for freedom. To some people it stands for the state.
America.
For some people it stands for oppression.
Like liberty.
So, I mean, it's just, you know, the whole range. I imagine there would be a lesser range on this particular cop blue flag.
Yeah, they are actually adding on. They're adding meaning. I mean, try to defend your representation of the flag, but now you're adding meaning to it. That's something that should not have anything to do with the flag.
And one thing that's interesting, a lot of the people that fly this blue stripe flag with slightly
by the way, it's not red, white, and blue.
It's different colors.
No, it's like gray and lighter gray.
It's black and
with
blue.
With a blue stripe through it.
It's black with the blue stripe.
Yeah.
But a lot of the people that fly this are also the people that will say, well, the flag code says you can't do this to desecrate blah, da, 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 da.
And what are they doing?
Technically, you're violating the flag code yourself.
Well, but they're going to claim that it's different, right?
Yeah, maybe that's why they changed the red, white, and blue to gray.
They're just claiming it's a different flag, aren't they?
But, the flag code is written in such a way as to where anything with some stars and some stripes
is considered
a representation. And therefore. But there's no criminal penalties attached
and
to the flag code.
And there shouldn't be.
I think it's a violation of intellectual property. I think the United States should sue these people. Take them all to court.
Can't. Government creations cannot be copyrighted.
Yeah.
So one more thing that's interesting about these alerts. Remember back in January when some bureaucrat in Hawaii sent out that there's an incoming missile.
Yeah.
Was it a bureau? Well, it was a it was
somebody.
It was one of the button pushers.
It was somebody from the Hawaii Emergency Management that because the little drop down box and he wasn't paying attention. He clicked the wrong box in the drop-down.
Yeah, I find that very hard to believe. I find it very, very hard to believe that you could set off that warning with a single button push. I call bull crap.
It wasn't a single button push. He had to move a mouse
and click.
Click something and then hit
and
a button.
And there's no passwords. There's no verification. Needing two supervisors to turn the key at the same time. I call BS on that.
All right,
that was fear-mongering. That was to keep those people in a state of fear. Like
our co-host Mark Edge was actually in Hawaii on a cruise at the time, and people freaked out.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. Just go over to discord.lrn.fm. But you need to have the Discord app installed first. And it's a way to for you to upgrade your call quality. If you're calling the show on the phone lines, that's fine. But if you want to sound like you're sitting here with us, then just grab the Discord app. It's a free app. It's a chat app. You know, 90% of the time, you can just use it to chat with people in the, you know, various different chat rooms that we have on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. But during our live show, you can actually use that app to call in. And the way you do that is by joining the top rooms of the server, which are called on-air call-in line. You just join one of those rooms. We'll notice you in there at some point. We'll join you, and we'll put you on the air, and you'll sound great.
And the best thing about it? No presidential alerts go through Discord yet.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they won't bust in on top of you if you're in the middle of a phone call. I mean, who knows how often this system is going to end up getting used.
I mean, how would they
I'm
do that?
I'm glad you asked.
How would they use it? So you're using the voice chat in Discord.
Mm-hmm. If you're using it on your phone,
it just seems to have priority.
It hijacks your phone.
Yeah. I forgot all about that people using it on
their phone. Yeah, it just takes
over. People using it on their phone.
New York Times article says the law specifies that the test must be done at least every 3 years.
Okay.
So in 2021,
yeah,
we'll get it again.
Not unless I can get some kind of operating system on my phone that stops it from happening, which I'm going to work on. The toll-free number, again, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, or if this lawsuit that isn't, you know, hasn't already been kicked out of court is in some way successful, where these folks are claiming that they have a free speech right that is being violated by the presidential alerts.
Not yet been scheduled for a hearing, according to Politico.
If, like, for instance, you remember the movie Forrest Gump where, like, you know, I think Forrest is giving a speech and then some activist comes over and unplugs the speaker?
Oh,
An activist.
And he delivered
military.
Military.
Right, so he was dressed up in his military stuff and he just, like, sees a line and he stands in it because in the book, he has a quote about if you see a line, stand in it, chances are nothing bad's going to happen. And so they get him up on stage at the anti-war rally to talk about what happened in Vietnam. That's this whole other country. And so he's explaining what happened, and some military guy unplugs the stuff. And Forrest, apparently not realizing that nobody can hear him, keeps talking.
Tells the whole story.
And by the time they plug him back in,
he's done.
That's all I got to say about that.
Whatever he had said, he left the whole front of the audience just dumbstruck. Yeah. Whatever they had heard, it was just they were in awe.
Great movie.
And then he saw Jenny running through the reflecting pool, and
I haven't watched that
Jenny!
Movie in a long time.
And then he runs out and.
So my point being, though, if a government agent infringes on your freedom of speech by, you know, disconnecting you from your conversation, even if later on they're like, oops, sorry, it was just a test. Here you go. You can, you know, you can talk to a person again that you were talking to. Well, what if you were having a super critical conversation? What if you were about to sign, you know, a big deal or something? You know, you're in business and you're about to close a deal. What if you were apologizing to somebody? What if you were asking somebody to marry you or something like that, right? Like, what if something really important is happening? I mean, not to say that one form of speech is more or less important than another,
right?
But, you know, and then you're interrupted by some presidential alert.
Yeah, I think this is. I think we're going a little extreme on this, but
what do you mean?
Well, I mean, it didn't actually cut your call off. It just
isn't that what you said?
The reports that I heard were people that were on telephone calls had their calls dropped.
Well, I'd like to see those reports.
Okay.
I've had indicators go off, you know, other apps go off while I was on a phone call.
This isn't just an app. This is no.
It's your text messaging.
No, this was not text messaging.
It's very different.
Down my phone until I clicked OK. I could not do anything.
It's very different. It is the government literally taking over control of your phone. So I think they've got an interesting case. I don't know if a judge is going to allow it to stand. They may claim, you know, it fails to state a claim or there's no standing or whatever. They always try to throw it out for these piddly reasons.
If Judge Kavanaugh could claim that the NSA collecting metadata on thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans is perfectly acceptable because of terrorism, then any judge who looks at this case is going to say, nope, it's for your safety.
Well, that's it. That's what they're going to say.
So they're going to throw it out. They're going to rule in favor of
right. They're likely going to weigh this by saying that, well, free speech is important unless there's a compelling governmental interest. It's usually terms like that.
Right.
Compelling governmental interest.
If somebody is, in fact, yelling fire, because there's an actual fire, but in this case it's just a test fire, and this is perfectly acceptable violation of your free speech. It's the government's free speech.
I would expect this is going to get kicked out of court, but it's an interesting argument nonetheless, and I hope that it gets a hearing. I hope that maybe, I don't know, you mentioned it was just three people in New York.
Correct.
I'd like to see the Electronic Frontier Foundation or some other organization like that get on board with this and back it with some good attorneys, throw a little bit of money behind this, because if you could defeat the presidential alert system, that would be, I think that'd be a good step in the right direction.
So the article from Politico says, while the plaintiffs filed this without an attorney,
Hold on.
One of the members, and they only give the last name in this final piece of the thing.
And did they already start a GoFundMe?
Hold on. One of the members, a freelance photographer and journalist who has worked for major New York City newspapers, has had success on previous litigation that he has brought on his own.
All right. Well, that's good.
A suit he filed in 2015 against the New York Police Department over its media credentialing policies cleared a major hurdle last year when a federal judge rejected the city's motion to dismiss the case. His case has won the backing of professional press photographers and is now being pursued by First Amendment attorneys.
Interesting.
So at least one of the people involved knows what he's doing.
A federal court's a whole other ball of wax besides, you know, state court. But either way, I hope this pans out. And maybe we'll get, you know, maybe we'll get a heads up when it happens. Although if you hear about some sort of development, you want to share it with us, please get on the phones anytime you want. Shoot us an email. Bring this to our attention. You can drop stuff on our chat room as well. We've got actually a special chat on the Discord server that actually allows you to suggest news stories, show prep, stuff for us to talk about on the air. And there's been a bit of a reorganization in the last couple of days on our chat server.
Yeah,
now
you're getting some flack for that.
Flack?
Always somebody complaining about something. No one likes change.
Right.
Everyone wants it to be the way that it was. I mean, I just looked at it, and I couldn't find where I was at. I was like, where's this stinking general chat room, because it's not generally. Now it's something. Now it's, what is it?
On air now is the current what's happening kind of chat, instead of having different show names on the chat server. So right underneath on air now, there's news story show prep. You just got stuff you want us to talk about on the air, just drop them in there. We may or may not use them, obviously, because you know, if we don't like it, then we're not going to use it. But that's one way I get some of my show prep, is just looking in that channel. Is, oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. So once again, go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join the fun over there. Anything else to say? I mean, I feel like we've pretty much beaten this one into the ground, this presidential alerts story. Do we miss any aspect of this?
Not that I can think of. I think we've covered pretty much everything except for all of the history about how the emergency broadcast system came about that's been amended several times.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Coming up, still, we got other stories. In fact, Conan, I know you wanted to talk about bullying.
Not just bullying, but, bullying
using
and
the force.
And force users.
Yeah, well, let's get into that. I mean, what's the aspect of bullying? What's starting this discussion? Where are we going here?
Well, about a month ago, there was this kid, and I believe he was in California. He's been beat on before. He's had difficulties at this. I looked his school up. Very, very bad school. You know, very, very poor marks. A lot of poor people. Like 99% of the kids are on the free food stamp or free lunches. But anyways, he's been beat up before. Young guy. A month ago, got beat up again. And he said to his mom with his big old bruised face, "I didn't fight back, Mom. Because it's not the Jedi way." And we could go all kinds of directions in this story, because I believe that the mom is living vicariously through her kid, because she's all posting pictures of him on the Facebook.
Wait.
And she's all like, "Look at my brave kid.
She's proud of
he didn't fight back because he's like a Jedi." And it's like,
what?
And then she's getting all this attention. So I think there's a lot of problems going on. You got the school, public school, you got the bullying, you got this kid, you got the mom living through her kid, and you got this kid claiming it's not the Jedi way. And I call, once again this evening, I call BS, because it is absolutely the Jedi way to be a warmonger, to be an elitist, to fight back.
Well, now, fighting back isn't being a warmonger, you know, defending yourself.
Defending yourself is one thing, but the Jedi were doing a whole hell of a lot than fighting back. They were starting
fights.
We'll
get into it. I see you want to jump in on this, Daryl. Stand by. We got hour number two on the way here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.